chance to hear the other side of the story, the Sweet Springs Greyhounds, and we got Coach Chris Conley on the line. And Chris, hey, appreciate you calling. And boy, you guys are playing well right now. If my information is right, I think this is the fifth game in a row you've won. You had that loss back to Crestridge 28-22, and that was a game that ended up deciding the Lewis and Clark, the I-70 Conference Championship. So since that game, you've reeled off five straight wins, and tonight you get a nice win over a good Slater team, 44-32. So, Chris, you got to be feeling pretty good right now.
Absolutely, man. I can't be more proud of our kids. You know, they had a goal at being conference champions, you know, and we lost that by 6 points to a very talented and well-coached Crestridge team. And, you know, I got to give it to our guys, man. They got refocused. You know, we have a new goal set, and, you know, they've been playing some really good football and really, really hard right now.
Well, and you put 44 points on the board. I know in our athletic director show a few weeks ago, you filled in for Tim Smith, and you had a couple of your linemen on the show, your offensive linemen, and I could tell right then that was a very cohesive unit, a special group, and sounds like that's been a secret for you to control the line of scrimmage in a good many of your games. And put 44 points on the board tonight, you must have had some good work up front.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Coach Wyke, he's one of the best offensive line coaches in the state of Missouri, and you know, he has those guys playing at a really high level. And, you know, they're not very big. You know, our biggest guy up front is only 230, and a lot of guys, I think we've got three of them under 200 pounds, man. So they're playing big. They're playing with heart, you know, with maximum effort, and they've been a really big strength to our team.
And I bet you had some running backs and some receivers, quarterbacks that had big nights tonight also, scoring 44 points.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Hunter Sims really starts that off in the backfield. You know, our quarterback, senior quarterback. Also, Jacob Hall is a big fullback, and he's a senior. And he came up big for us tonight, especially on that last drive that we had. You know, some big first downs and chewing up the clock and really lead blocking on our guys. And then Grant Nettmeyer had a good game, ran really hard for us. I think one of the things they tried to do is take away Cole Leverkamp. And, you know, I think we're really tough to defend because we have four really talented guys in the backfield. And, you know, they did do a pretty good job stopping him, not as much early, but definitely as the game went on. And that's when we leaned on Jake Hunter and Nettmeyer, and they really stepped up.
Well, not all that long ago, Chris, you were 3-3. Now you've reeled off five wins in a row. Now you're 8-3. What's made the difference during this stretch?
Honestly, it's you know, our kids continuing to buy in. You know, we have an outstanding coaching staff, the best coaching staff I've ever had, and the best group of kids, and they're bought in, man. You know, they're seeing their work that started many years ago pay off. You know, and that's one of the things I love about football. You know, you don't always, you know, it's not, you know, you do something here and you get a cookie. You know, it's, you know, you put together a body of work, you know, an off season and putting things together and time on staying all the time in practice. And then, you know, those guys are starting to see the fruits of their labor. You know, for a couple of years, you know, they worked their butts off and they weren't quite seeing it, you know, and it's great for them to believe in and keep going.
Well, like I say, you're 8-3. You live to play another day. Next week, you're back on the road again. You head up to Marceline. They're the number one team in the district. There's Lewis and Clark Conference champs. They come in at 10-1. You're 8-3. That should be a great game next week up at Marceline.
Oh, I think so. Thanks for the effort. A very physical football team. You know, they're a historic program, and they're well coached and a great atmosphere week in and week out up there. So, you know, our kids love football and they love playing in big games. I think they're going to be excited for it next week. You know, I know we will.
Chris, always enjoy the visit. Congratulations. And give us a call. We'll have one more program next week and look forward to talking Sweet Springs Greyhound football again. And tell Zach Thomas hi for me.
I will do, man. I will do, Joe.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. That's Coach Chris Conley.